Falcon Cast Podcast, the ultimate podcast for the ultimate band.
Now, here's AtlantaFalcons.com's own Jay Adams and Daniel Cox.
And hello, everyone. This is another edition of Falcon Cast, the ultimate podcast for the ultimate Falcon fan, I believe you call it.
That's good.
As you can see, I am not Jay Adams. I'm actually Matt Moore, filling in again for Jay Adams, who, as we said last week, is out with his dad up in New York. His dad had a little surgery on the old hip, and Jay was taking care of him up there. And
I believe he's bionic now, right?
He's bionic, man. He's got the Bo Jackson hip, so he should be in good shape. Yeah. So as we said last week, we're thinking about Mr. Adams, and from everything we hear, the recovery is going well, and Jay is going to be on his way back. Starting tomorrow, he's flying back in. So, I've, like I said, keeping the seat warm for Jay, but we're can't wait to welcome him back. Yeah. And you know, it's been a while without him, so we're happy to have him back here.
Yeah, and what a great week to come back next week with the podcast. Free agency will have started, so there'll be plenty to talk about.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. So let's set the stage, kind of a little timeline of where we are now. So free agency starts next week. March 11th, I believe, and then you can start talking to players the 8th.
Yeah, so we'll have a good weekend of rumors and
absolutely
all that stuff.
That'll, it'll be fun to you know, watch Twitter and kind of put your ear to the ground. And it's nice that you see you know, all these mock drafts right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, truth be told, you can't really put a lot of stake in the draft until you see what everyone does in free agency.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, it hinges on it so much because, you know, obviously free agency is the first place to, you know, get new players. And for me, it's just interesting just to see the plan develop, you know, how it unfolds, because we know Thomas and those guys have a plan, and, you know, a plan A and B and C, you know, contingencies. But I'm just curious to see how it fits, you know. But you're right. Because we've done mock drafts on this podcast, so I'd hate to say that they're pointless at this point.
No, they're not.
They're
that's
fun.
That's not what I was saying.
They're a lot of fun for the draft nerds. But you're right. I mean, once you see what happens in free agency, you have a you'd like to think you have a little more clear idea what could happen in the draft.
So you look at those first five picks in front of the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's probably, even with St. Louis at two, the factor of them trading, you know, just about four or five of those teams could take a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's possible.
Right.
If one of them makes a trade during free agency or lands a quarterback in free agency, everything changes, you know.
No,
and
that,
like you
really
said,
good
with,
point. Good point.
You know, Thomas and his staff have to have that contingency, if this, then this.
Well, and that's a great point. If on, you know, the third or fourth day in the free agency, the Texans, you know, they sign a guy, whoever that might be, because I don't know who the free agent quarterbacks are, but and there's not one that's probably like a high caliber starter or whatever, but they might make a pick, and that might change what happens at the number one. And you're right, good call there.
Yeah, so. And then, you know, I think all the mock drafts, you know, have got about three players of us taking, and if the Falcons, you know, end up taking a player at that position, that changes it. You know, it'll be interesting to see. I think mock drafts are fun, and you know, I think in this day and age, they're really good. I think they're more accurate than ever as far as, you know, the access people have and
absolutely.
The tape people have on players and the experts that are, you know, former execs, former coaches, you know,
that's
grading
true too.
These players.
Yeah.
I think mock drafts are probably more accurate than ever. You can put a lot of stake in a lot of those. But you'll see a lot of changes in this mock draft based on what everyone does next week.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's an interesting point as well. Just all that, you know, as the media becomes more more former executives and front office people that come into the media, they have that insight on how to think, you know, or think about the draft, think about player acquisition. So they do offer some good insight. I probably read a mock draft every day. I'm serious.
I enjoy it. It's fun. It's, you know, it's your same kind of like bracketology and that stuff.
Absolutely.
It's just addicting.
Yeah.
It's fun to see. And, you know, even before, you know, we were in this industry, I can speak for myself. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to see what my team was going to do, you know. And it's kind of fun where you see that guy and then you do research on him.
Yeah.
And I can get excited about him.
So oh, absolutely.
It's fun, and it'll be even more fun next week. And the fact that the draft is a month later,
it's
only going to ramp up and get crazier.
Oh, absolutely.
So it'll be fun, and that's why we enjoy this and enjoy your feedback and, you know, what you guys tell us that you like, who you like, what you be excited. And, hey, here we are talking about it because it's funny, the pro days now that you start talking about, and there's a few that – could be very relevant to where the Falcons pick. Mm-hmm. It's funny, you know, it's now crazy that the media covers that so much. And that's where it's like, what else can we cover? What else can we,
really.
And that's, you know, the beast of the NFL, which is, it's a beautiful thing that you're well, maybe we should go cover these pro days. And what did the guy do at his pro day yesterday? And so, three pro days, like we said, that are relevant, could be relevant to the Falcons pick based on a lot of the mocks and a lot of the guys we talked to at the Combine. And that was Auburn and Buffalo were on Tuesday of this week. Why don't we start and go with, I think you have some numbers from Auburn's pro day.
Yeah, you know, D Ford was the big name, defensive end slash outside linebacker from Auburn, obviously. What was he had, like 2 sacks in the national championship game, 10.5.
And because of kind of the uncertainty of the combine, what happened as well?
Yeah, exactly. That you know, that was D Ford's combine. Essentially, since he was pulled out medically, he wasn't able to compete out there. He had a I got the numbers 4.53. That's unofficial, and that's, you know, that, you know, every team will time a guy, and it'll be within a couple of, you know, a few tenths of a second, I guess. But that's a pretty good number. That's a fast number. He's 6'2". He, you know, dropped some weight. He weighed something like 252 at the combine. And he was down to 244 yesterday, on Tuesday at Auburn's pro day. Trey Mason didn't run, but he was there. He did some positional drills. He's kind of standing on his own. What he did at the combine, and same with Greg Robinson. Both those guys did do like their positional drills and things, but no workouts. But D Ford, he backed up a little bit of what he had to say about Clowney, I guess.
Absolutely. How about, you got to have a lot of, as you see the video there, you know you're in shape and good when you can just run a 40 in front of 1,000 people in their shirt. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of making a statement.
And, there's that part of that clip, I honestly, I'm not even sure. I think they show D4 doing the reps on the bench press, and that just blows my mind. That's, what, 225? Yeah. And they're just like, it's like a piston. I mean, they're just like, it's just going.
It's like that one guy in your neighborhood, you know, that's like, he has
the garage door open.
Well, you know, he didn't just like, well, that too. But I was kind of saying the one guy where you're like driving, like, wow, that guy, man, he can run with his shirt off, man. I can never do that. And that's D4, so good for him. And, you know, nice times there. And another thing with the pro days, it's the last chance for the scout to, you know, kind of be able to talk to the pro liaison, some other guys around college, and do your last little bit of checking up on, and you know, from people I've talked to, it's, you know, the pro day is a nice just kind of final check. Let's make sure that there's no big difference from, you know, what we've seen at the combine, other workouts, then this pro day. It's not, you know, if the numbers are close, that's kind of what everyone's looking
for. You know, and for the record, Chris Davis, another guy from Auburn, had a pretty nice day as well. He's a cornerback, kind of a middle-round guy, but he's also a return man, so.
He's the hero of Auburn. He's the guy that ran the kickback. The miracle.
Against Auburn or Alabama. So which is an incredible good name. Play, by the way.
Absolutely. And then let's...
Okay. Yeah, you got Buffalo as well. Buffalo was Buffalo University or University of Buffalo. And quite frankly, I apologize. I'm not sure what it is.
Sorry to you Bull fans out there.
Yeah. But Khalil Mack, he shaved a couple of tenths of a second off his 40 time from the combine. 4.45 into that 4.5 range. That's fast.
It's interesting that he did that, and that's exactly what I was just talking about. Way to back up that combine, and even like, open more eyes. Like, wow, not only did he you know, do this at the combine, but he just backed it up with this.
Absolutely, and that creates a problem in some regards because, you know, Khalil Mack, it seemed like his stock, so to speak, couldn't get any higher. But then he goes and runs that time, and it's like, wow, this guy, okay.
You look at that, like, top eight of picks and kind of where it started, you know, right after the college football season, into the NFL season, where people were projecting, you know, where they would go. And you look at, like, Greg Robinson, Khalil Mack, these are two guys that I'd be, and maybe you could throw Taylor Lewan in there as well, but these are two guys that just when you think their stock couldn't get any higher, they go and do something else. And then, you know, as you look at the Falcons, as we look ahead, the big picture, those are two guys that what they've done, they may not be there at six. And it's, you know, it's potentially could happen.
And that's, and I think, you know, if I'm thinking like a Falcons fan, and I've certainly done that from their perspective, you know, coming out of the combine, it looked like, I think Falcons fans felt, okay, all right, you know, we'd like a guy like Greg Robinson, but we might not get him because of what happened. But I think, I think everyone felt like Khalil Mack would be the guy there. And that, I mean, people are saying, hey, it's Clowney and Mack, it's neck and neck. And all of a sudden, you know, Cleveland was there and Oakland was there to talking to him. And what's going to happen now? What if we don't get Mack?
Stick with what I said last week, and that at pick six, the Falcons are in great shape. Because let's say all those guys go, there is still that means someone else is falling.
Absolutely.
And like we said, based on what we saw at the combine, who we talked to, pick six, you're going to be happy. Yeah. No matter if some of the other guys that, you know, were projected to go six or lower have moved up, that's only going to drop some good players to you.
No doubt. I mean, and that's, and you look like, and the perfect name is Jake Matthews, who has been the top left tackle.
And their pro day was today.
Yeah. And he's not going to work out. But today being Wednesday for those watching the podcast on Thursday at home. You know, Jake Matthews is the left tackle, consensus number one, top left tackle in the draft since last year, even going back a little bit further. And all of a sudden, I called him the forgotten man last week, and it seems to continue to be the case. And that's kind of the point to illustrate what you're saying. You know, you're going to be happy at number six is, you know, if Jake Matthews is what is the player that you walk away with at six, that, come on.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's funny. You're like we just talked about, like the guy who's running with his shirt off and lifting, you know, weights in front of everyone. But then you have Jake Matthews, who's just kind of the forgotten one, but you're like, no, he's really good. And you hear, like, you know, based on his grade, his grade's probably, a lot of people have him higher than the two tackles that went one and two last year.
Exactly.
And you're like, oh, man, that guy at six, you're like, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. You know, that he is a great player. It's just kind of maybe not the, you know, well, sexy figure.
The flavor of the month. You know, Greg Robinson, he had the great combine. You know, Khalil Mack had the great pro day on the heels of his great combine. You know, those are guys that everyone's talking about right now. But, you know, the film is in on Matthews, and I think most teams would say he's still one of the top two left tackles easily.
Absolutely. Well, I think as we move forward, it's only going to get more fun because, like we said, you know, some of these teams at 1 through 5, you know, take a couple tackles next week, then, hey, tackles could fall a little bit. Same thing with linebacker, same thing with DNs.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to watch. But, you know, every year it seems that there are surprises, and every year it seems the Falcons are players in free agency, and I would expect nothing less this year. You know, like, we're not going to talk specifics because –
yeah.
One, we don't need to, and two, you know, it's going to not benefit us anyway. So let's just say, having been here and you know, this through the years of the Dimitroff-Smith regime, I think these guys have dotted their I's and crossed their T's and are ready for, like, I like your analogy of plan A, plan B, plan C. I think they probably go all the way probably down to, you know, S and T, you know. And I think you can rest assured that they're prepared for all scenarios and have a lot of guys, you know, kind of circled. What could be, it's going to be cool. It's going to have some new faces here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, to quote Thomas, the hay's in the barn, right?
Yeah.
Free agency starts. But you're right. And, you know, just looking at Thomas's history, you know, they haven't always made the big splash, but they've made, you know, an acquisition or two that's key, you know, in really every season that he's been here. And I don't see a reason why that's not, you know, that would be the case this year. So there's a lot of flexibility. I think the Falcons will be, the fans, I should say, would be pretty happy with what happens. And also another thing, I think we might hear some things pretty quickly. I think if the Falcons are going to be a player, I think they're going to be a player early.
And in this day and age, everything's quick now, you know. Nothing gets, there are not many secrets anymore.
Oh, that's true.
So it'll be fun. And, you know, hey, Jay, we've set you up nice. I've warmed this chair up. Look what you get to come back to. Yeah. Next week you get to come. And free agency is pretty much started where guys can be talked to. And there's rumors out there that reports. So, you know, Daniel, I've enjoyed filling in for Jay. Enjoy doing the podcast with you. And maybe we'll do it again some other time. Absolutely. But really appreciate it. And looking forward to all your content that you're going to be writing as we get into free agency and the draft. And also want to thank Robert Gilks. He does a great job producing this.
Sporting
check
Google
him out.
Glass
he's got
today.
The Google Glass. It looks like the Terminator. He's taking photos of us. I saw him driving his car with Google Glass on.
No,
he's like the true.
There's a couple of things I heard you're not supposed to do with Google Glass.
Yeah, did I say he was driving with Google Glass? Yeah. He wasn't driving with Google Glass.
Reading entire books.
Yeah. So, but he is the modern day Terminator. So look for all his stuff too. He's going to probably have some cool behind the scenes stuff. So thanks everyone for tuning in. Thanks for letting me fill in, Jay. Welcome back next week, and thanks for everyone for watching this edition of Falcon Cast.